It's time for our regular Vocalise slot here on RNIB Connect Radio, all about accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people. And I'm joined once again by Jess Beale from Vocalise to share some of the upcoming accessible events that are being highlighted in their weekly email newsletter. Hello Jess, how are you?
Hi Toby, I'm great thanks, lovely to be back again.
Jess, we start with Two Worlds Colliding in a very funny and heartwarming musical with Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yes, we're off for some fun this week. So starting off with a great musical at the News Theatre, Oxford. So this is audio described on Wednesday the 25th of August at 2:30 p.m. And it's, as you say, it's a great feel-good musical based on the Oscar-winning film Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. And it's following the story of the three friends travelling on their old battered bus through the Outback, heading to put on the show of a lifetime with lots of fun, sing-along tunes, dancing, glitter and glam along the way. So real treat for all the family.
Now we come to Emma Rice's fantastic production of Baghdad Cafe, and I think this is via a live stream from the Old Vic Theatre.
It is, Toby, yes. So there's a few days when you can watch this from the comfort of your living room, a live stream, as you say, from the Old Vic, called Baghdad Cafe. So from Wednesday the 25th of August through to Saturday the 28th of August at 7:30 p.m. And each night has got audio description, so it's a few nights to watch it. And again, it's another story of friendship, of two women unexpectedly being thrown together in this Baghdad Cafe somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and you know how friendships can form in what might seem like a lonely place, but yes, through music, connection, and of course the coffee from the cafe.
We now come to another musical in the fantastic and wonderful setting of Harwood House in Yorkshire, and I think the first time that this particular musical has been performed in the open air.
It is, yes, a first for fans of Mamma Mia. So it's a musical that we all love, you know, the tunes from ABBA. And yes, outdoors at Harwood House up in Leeds on Thursday the 26th of August at 8 o'clock. Yeah, so it's another fun classic musical, sing-along. We all can have a good song and a dance to ABBA's tunes. So another feel-good family favourite treat. So as this is an outdoor performance at Harwood House, you might need to just check out the access information on the Harwood House website, where you can find lots of frequently asked questions to double check if you've got any additional mobility needs. There might be some things that you just need to take a bit more caution about. So it's worth checking out their page on the Harwood House website with all the information you need to know about accessing the performance.
Now we have a Shakespeare classic with a touch of brass with A Midsummer Night's Dream at Shakespeare's Globe Theatre in London.
Yes, that's right. A joyful and uplifting version of the Shakespeare classic. So A Midsummer Night's Dream, head to Shakespeare's Globe on Tuesday the 31st of August at 2 o'clock to see A Midsummer Night's Dream. And the play, it's accompanied by music being performed by the Hackney Colliery Band, so you know, all the brass band instruments to get you going and feel good in this, you know, a new uplifting version of the play. So there's also a touch tour at the Globe, and that's at 11:30 a.m. if you wish to join that and explore some more information about the set and the characters before enjoying the play. Again, it's at the Globe, so outdoors, so just be aware that, you know, with the weather, we are in England, so you can never be too sure. So come prepared for all seasons, even at the end of August.
And Jess, we finish with another classic musical with Jonathan Church's production of Singing in the Rain at Sadler's Wells.
We are enjoying a lot of music and dance this week. So Singing in the Rain is audio described, as you say, at Sadler's Wells Theatre in London. It's on Saturday, the 4th of September, and that's at 2:30 p.m. And again, there's a touch tour, this one at 1 o'clock. So all the classic songs, Singing in the Rain. There will, let's hope that it's not raining outside, but you'll be indoors, so you'll be okay. But there might be a lot of water on the stage. So get set to enjoy this classic musical dance performance. There's some fantastic choreography to watch out for, along with the songs, to just keep your feet tapping and have a lovely afternoon out at the theatre.
Jess, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about, sign up to the Vocalise email newsletter or just find out more about Vocalise. Where can they go to find out more?
Yeah, well, the place to be is the Vocalise website. So that's at www.vocalise.co.uk. And if you go to the What's On section, you can search for all the shows, museum, arts events that are coming up, and there's new shows being added quite regularly at the moment, so it's worth keeping a check on it. And you can also visit our Facebook and Twitter pages at VocaliseAD. And of course, you can always email the team inquiries@vocalise.co.uk.
Well, thank you once again, Jess Beale from Vocalise, for chatting with me here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby, and hope there's something there for people to go and enjoy.